5 seconds of summer young blood on Mix 97, anywhere on the planet at Mix97.com. Good morning. I'm Sean Kelly with Orlena Kane. It is cold in Mix Nation. It's minus 15. It's going to warm up to minus 4 on this 14th of January. We have a great guest joining us right now from Toronto.
Yeah, we do, actually. She's been seen on the Marilyn Dennis Show regularly, the Healthy Gourmet from Oprah's own network, as well as one of the lead nutritionists for the Big Carrot stores in the greater Toronto area. It's Julie Daniluk.
Hi, Julie.
Hello, Sean. Hello, Orlena. Thank you so much for having me on.
Oh, my pleasure.
Glad to have you on. Orlena's right into it. She's been on your detox now for the last
2 weeks.
14 days.
Yep.
I know. I'm amazed at her commitment level, and just seeing all her social media posts, it's been an absolute joy to share. Thank you so much for choosing the hot detox. I know how many things you had to choose from.
Wonderful.
The thing is, though, she's shaking in the studio since she gave up coffee. You know, it's
It actually hasn't been too bad, Julie, and that's one of the predominant things that you offer, is that what are some of the things that we need to give up for the hot detox?
Well, we want to move away from things that are hard on our digestive lining. So the great thing about the hot detox is it really focuses on healing your digestive lining using a lot of those wonderful remedies from the East. And I love the fact that we let go gently. So it's not like we ask you to let go of it all at once, but I do encourage people to just try on, what's it like to let go of white sugar? What's it like to let go of white flour and dairy? And unfortunately, when we have standard coffee, it can be a little hard on our stomach. So that's why I say, hey, why don't we try out other teas, other delicious beverages like the turmeric latte, things that are warming, soothing, delicious. We have a dandelion coffee in there. You can have the similar flavors, but have it be extremely healing to your digestive lining. Because about 1 in 3 Canadians are suffering from some sort of digestive upset. They either have heartburn or IBS or something that's kind of flagging their digestive system. And the winter months are harder than the summer. We end up with more tummy trouble. So it's fabulous to just give your whole digestive system a rest and a real TLC by embracing the hot detox.
Now, Julie, what do you say to those who say, it all sounds well and, you know, good, but I just don't have the time and I just don't have the commitment, and it's probably a lot of different cooking things that I have to prepare every day, and I don't have that much time in my day. What's your answer to them?
Well, I would say you can prepare a ton of the cleanse ahead of time on a Sunday and then execute it throughout the week. And that there's actually really, really fast recipes in here, like blender soups I call soupies versus smoothies, that are really easy to prepare. And that way you're not having to spend a ton of time in the kitchen. Because I really understand, and I've been so fortunate that you've taken on creating some of the treats and some of the more elaborate dishes because you're a wonderful cook.
Yeah.
But if you aren't, then you can still take it on with the 5-minute smoothie recipe.
Yeah, and you know, I had a pumpkin pie smoothie this morning along with my hot pommy. And it was funny, my boyfriend Ryan had the pumpkin pie smoothie yesterday, and he was kind of hesitant to try it at first. But afterwards, because it's a warm smoothie, he was like, you know what? I like it. It's good. So, it's adaptable. And I think that anybody who really wants to, you know, to heal their digestive system, to, you know, reduce inflammation, because that's what you promote, too, is that it's anti-inflammatory, people with rheumatoid arthritis.
Now, it's so important.
I guess, Julie, and how many days does it take your system to work with the hot detox program that you outline in your book?
Well, the neat thing is you can do 3 days, 10 days, or 21 days and really have some benefit. I mean, within 3 days, people are often dropping about 5 pounds. They're feeling a lot less bloating and gas, and they're having a lot of mental clarity. Those are the kind of first things we see. With the 10-day, people are really feeling like, wow, okay, less pain in their joints and certainly a more positive mood. Mm-hmm. Because quickly, we let go of the inflammation triggers that can really exacerbate joint pain. So we do see even a reduction in allergic headaches for certain people. Skin conditions start to clear, you know, the 2-week mark, 14 mm-hmm. days. And then when we get to the 3-week mark, that's when people really go, wow, okay, I love this feeling. And a lot of people take on the recipes well after the cleanse because it's just an exceptionally healthy way to go. And the spices in it, I mean, let's get to the fact that it's called the hot detox. We don't use cayenne pepper because that's too hot, and it might give ladies in their 40s and 50s a bit of a warm spell. So we kind of let go of cayenne, and also cayenne's hard on people with ulcers. So we let go of really hot spices. We really stick to those warming, soothing spices, the cinnamon, the coriander, the ginger, the turmeric. Those spices have got piles of science behind them, and we really want to dig down on those because we know they're anti-inflammatory, and we know that they're carminative spices, meaning they relieve a lot of the digestive bloating and distension and gas. Yeah,
it's incredible. The recipes are incredible. They're delicious. You know, the book is amazing. I've read it extensively before I started. But, you know, the winter season's a perfect time to get into these warming spices, these warming dishes, and really kind of delve into that with the book, The Hot Detox. Where can people get more information, Julie?
Well, they can go to hotdetox.com because we wanted to make sure we had a very easy website for people to hit and really enjoy it. And we're actually kicking off a live program right now where people can cleanse with us. I'll be doing the cleanse with everyone and really enjoying to support them with 5 calls. So it's a great time to be doing the hot detox because it's the new year when we're so cold that eating everything warm and soothing is such a good idea.
And you're headed to Cozumel for 2 months. Is it 2 months? What are you doing down there?
No, it's 1 month.
Oh, 1 month.
We're 1 month. We're going to write our next book down there.
All right, nice spot to go.
Yeah, certainly. Yeah. Looking forward to it tremendously. Thank you.
Thanks for joining us this morning, and always nice to hear from those making a difference for people that might decide to take on the hot detox. Now, you're from Ontario. Where's your hometown?
Oh, my hometown, Linden, is in Ontario as well. Tiny little town. And I just want to mention how it's so fun to see people taking it on. We had a lady just yesterday send us a testimonial that just rocked our world.
Nice.
Where she had terrible inflammatory pain, and it's disappeared. She had rheumatoid arthritis in her hands, and she was scheduled for surgery. And she is so thrilled that she doesn't need it because her hand inflammation is down. So I really hope that everyone enjoys it. And thank goodness it's making a difference. And thanks again for giving this chance to have a chat with you.
Thank you. Have a great day. Appreciate
thank you.
This.
Okay.
Thank you.
Thank
wonderful.
You.
Take
bye,
care.
Julie.
Bye-bye. Bye. Bye.